Hey guys, Zach Valenti here. Just a quick announcement before we get started.
The official Wolf 359 Bandcamp
is finally here! This is something that so many people have been asking about for so long. And now, at long last, it's ready! Visit wolf359radio.bandcamp.com and you'll be able to get your hands on the Wolf 359 soundtrack, Volume 1. It's 20 tracks from the show's original music, all handpicked and remastered by the show's extraordinary composer, Alan Rohde. It's a fantastic collection, it sounds amazing, and now it can be yours, available at any time for your listening pleasure. And for all of that, plus some future awesomeness, you can make your way to, once again, wolf359radio.bandcamp.com. And while you're there, maybe take a moment to pop by the Wolf 359 store. That's store.wolf359.fm. There you'll find shirts, posters, mugs, tote bags, and more new products coming soon. Again, that's store.wolf359.fm. And finally, thank you so much for listening. Now, back to the show.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
This is taking too long.
Hold on.
We've been in this storeroom too long. We should stay on the move.
Just one more minute. I know it's here somewhere.
You see any movement, Captain? Any signs of pursuit?
Not yet.
How are you doing, Commander?
Fine, Eiffel.
You sure?
A little shaky, but fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, an evil mega-genius almost had you space yourself. If you need a moment...
No, Eiffel. We're going to save all of the traumatized breaking down until later. Right now, we keep it together. Keep moving. Keep... Aha! Got it.
Great! I'm so glad we got it. Also, what is it?
Eiffel, you remember that time when I went a little overboard while hunting the plant monster?
A little overboard?
Well, part of going overboard is setting up a couple of equipment caches around the station.
That's pretty overboard.
I did always wonder what happened to the tactical knives kit.
That, plus independently networked earpieces, microphones, eye cameras, sound and motion meters, and the last two handguns not in the small arms locker. Everything you'll ever need to go monster hunting, and more. Loveless, catch.
Thanks.
And now that we're packing safari gear, any ideas for a new plan?
The new plan is the old plan. Get on the Sol. Fly away. Blow up the Hephaestus.
Hera? Are you there?
Took me a while to find you, and I only just figured out how to bypass that stupid vocal restraint program. you know, barely alive, terrified, and doing her best to not think about the past 2 weeks.
Thank you, Eiffel. Hira, you said the plan's not gonna work. Why not?
Command knows about Jacoby's bomb. Mr. Ryman is disarming it.
And how did they find out about that, Hira?
Oh, how do you think?
Mm-hmm. Minkowski, we can't talk about this in front of her. Clearly, anything she knows is compromised intel.
That's not how this... Look, if Price gives me a direct command, sure. Not much I can do there. But right now, they're all looking for you, not paying attention.
Yeah? And how long is that gonna last? Not to be indelicate, but I don't know how we get... Ah! Ow! Oh, that's my ear! Let go! Ah!
Shut the hell up! That woman, for the last 2 weeks, she was the only person who even tried to resist what Price and Cutter were doing to us. So you are going to show her some goddamn respect, am I clear?
Yes, 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 fine. Ah!
You've been nothing but poison since you got on my station, Jacoby. You want to be part of the team? Straighten up and fly right.
Jesus, Commander.
I'm done, Eiffel. We're getting the hell out of here today.
And how does Georgina S. Patton propose we do that?
While they're looking for us on the Hephaestus, we get on the Sol, get Hira transferred, and blast off.
And row back to Spain like there's no mañana?
Complications, sir. The security system on the Sol is now active. And on Hyler.
It shouldn't be. While we were damaging your equipment, I also disconnected the Sol's visual and infrared sensors.
Yes, but someone forgot about the audio sensors. Anything above the ship's normal background noise levels will set off an alarm and shut down the premises. Also, your keycard access has been revoked. You can't get past the airlock on the hangar bay, and that's the only way into the Sol.
Well, it's a good thing we've got a demolitions expert.
No, Eiffel. Anything powerful enough to bust through the airlock would damage the ship. So unless, I don't know, you feel like putting on a spacesuit and carving up a hole in the side of the ship, that's probably it for this plan.
Actually...
Oh, God.
Minkowski, you got a spacesuit in that bug-out bag?
No. I've got two.
Okay, so what? Two people put on suits, go out there, bust into the ship, turn off the security systems, and transfer Hira over?
While wearing these earpieces and eye cams. The other two stay over here, walk us through anything we run into.
But don't forget that.
Oh, yes, thank you, Hira. And we do it without setting off any of the sound sensors.
So we have to be completely silent until the system's off, or the proverbial jig is up?
What, you don't like it?
Actually, it's not awful. As long as I don't have to be one of the two morons that goes out there.
Why the hell am I one of the two morons that's out here?
Because, Eiffel, if there's some breaking and entering to do, I want my mischief specialist with me. And if the support team is found out, I want the people who can actually take care of themselves on it.
Minkowski, you reading us?
We're here, Captain. Line secure?
Took a little bit of doing, but we should be able to talk freely.
How's the signal? Getting us okay?
Loud and clear, Eiffel.
Video's coming through nicely, too. We even found a sneaky way to hook it up to Hira's short-term memory.
Nice. Wait a minute. Hira, this is the first time you're only getting visuals from one place, isn't it? How's it feel?
It's really weird. I don't like it.
Simmer down, you two. You're about to get to the Sol.
Right. Kind of forgot this was a spinning target.
Rotational axis. That's how they do that artificial gravity thing.
Well, that's great. Is there, like, a catwalk somewhere?
Yes, but we need to go all the way around to the docking port. We'd use up too much air.
Okay. So... No!
hear my owl!
Quit complaining. It was the fastest way to get to an open airlock.
Oh, yeah? And where exactly is that? Oh. Okay, fine. That's pretty good. So, I'm guessing what? Outer hatch leads to a service quarter, then the actual airlock?
Top of the class.
How are we gonna get it open? A screwdriver? You're going to unbolt the outer hatch?
That's the idea.
How long is this gonna take?
Thank you.
Okay, you're gonna want to head to one of the control consoles.
Nearest one is a service node. You'll want to go through the door on your left, Eiffel, and... No. Your other left. Wait, no, watch out for the lady lamp!
them could go to her lab, see if they could find one of the spares.
That should pass a retinal.
All right. It's a plan, then. Get cracking, you two. What? Why aren't you two... Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a better plan? Right, fine. Let's be democratic. Everyone in favor of going to the lab, say aye.
Aye.
No, everyone opposed, say nay.
Mm.
Sorry, guys, motion carries. The ayes have it.
I think you mean the eyes have it. Wasn't so
that, was it?
Yes. Yes. You're a true American hero. Minkowski, get him back to the service node. Quickly, please, before he passes out.
Commander, don't...
Damn it all to hell. Captain? Hera? We're on our own. Eiffel, let's get out of here.
No!
Oh, for God's... Are we trapped here?
Yeah, there goes the stealth portion of the mission. Eiffel, get ready for combat.
With what? Harsh language?
With whatever you can find that might make a good... No, not the stupid eye! Look for something better!
Ooh, here we go! Here's a nice blunt object. Hardcover edition of Price and Carter's Deep Space. Oh, God damn it.
It'll do. Brace yourself.
Or not. We need to get out of here.
And how do you propose we get through those blast doors?
Hera, can you hear me?
Of course she can't. We lost the comms, and that
was... Hang on, Commander. I know what you're thinking. I can't do this. I can barely even hear them. There's no way I can override the blast doors. But yes, you can. You are that good. There's nothing you can't do.
Eiffel.
Hang on. Give her a moment. Hera, you're unfriggin' stoppable.
Evening.
Oh. How you doing, Colonel?
Come quietly, Eiffel. Their patience isn't gonna last forever.
Eiffel, move. Out of the way, Kepler.
You really going to do it? You got another one in you?
I don't know, but I'm having quite the day, so we may find out.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because last I checked, you can't shoot in the dark.
Yeah, well, neither can you.
Maybe. But not all of us are so limited.
Oh, you gotta be.
Some of us can see perfectly well in the dark.
Commander? Orders? I've still got the flashlight. I could...
Colonel Kepler, if they turn on any source of light, shoot them dead where they stand.
Understood.
Oh, so what? It's either get shot by him or let you kill us?
Oh, don't be silly. I don't kill people, Lieutenant. It's so wasteful. You work for me now, and I value all my workers very highly. I don't know how you managed to break out of your restraining bolts, but I am very much looking forward to solving that puzzle. Oh, there, Lieutenant. You're going to come quietly now.
No, we're not. You know why? Because as someone once told me, Price and Carter 754. In an emergency, take stock of the tools at your disposal, then take stock again. Repurpose, reuse, recycle. And right now, you know what I got? I got this lighter from when Cutter was using me as his personal cabana boy. And I've got myself this big, fat copy of the Deep Space Survival Manual. And you know what I'm gonna do with it?
Wait, Eiffel, don't!
I'm going to repurpose it and reuse it and recycle it into a giant fireball of death! Ah! That's right, Doug Eiffel's Deep Space Survival Guide.
Put it out!
Yeah, we'll be with you in just a moment.
Put it out now! Oh, you idiot!
Kepler, what is happening?
The soul! It has different systems than the Hephaestus or the Urania, including a very strict fire code.
Strict? How strict?
I'd hold on to something.
Kepler, what the hell is happening?
Can't you tell, Minkowski? This node's been detached from the soul. We're off structure. We just got ejected into space!
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hera and Price were played by Michaela Sui. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Ryman was played by Julian Silver. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us get the hell out of here today? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, Rouge Farm D, Sarah Shramick, Andrew and Abby Guthy, Egypt Spivey, Meg Bevilacqua, Amy Tang Wei, and all our patrons for your support and for supporting true American heroes before they pass out. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for news and more.